A new report reveals Florida is leading the nation when it comes to solar permits for homes. But what is the future of renewable energy in Florida? We'll take a look on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30. In this preview, Florida Matters' Steve Newborn sheds some lights on residential solar power.
Dan Harmon pounds away on Frank Moore's roof in Temple Terrace, installing a solar panel to heat his water system.
So this is a solar hot water heater for, you know, the potable water system for their house supply. So it's a really good way to get hot water in an energy efficient manner that's clean and good for the environment.
He fastens on the solar panel, which contains copper pipe painted black to absorb the sun's rays. He then drills a 1-inch hole into the roof for the water pipe. Greg Glover is operations officer with Tampa Bay Solar, which has previously installed a series of panels to power Moore's home.
You can see several panels on this roof. They're panels that we installed a few years ago, and it's been working great. 26 panels on this roof.
And how much juice does that put out?
That's about 7 kilowatts.
That's more than enough to power a home. Moore climbs a ladder to check out the progress. He liked the photovoltaic system so much, he decided to power his water heater with the sun.
My electric bill had been running close to $200 a month, sometimes more, sometimes less. And I've had electric bills as low as $30.
He does have one problem, though. During the time he needs the power the most, like during the recent hurricane when he lost electricity, he can't just switch on his solar.
The only drawback I have is when TECO drops off for some reason, and it's in the daytime, I'm not really allowed to use much of the solar that I generate. They say it's a safety issue. People out on the line working can't hear generators running. They can't hear your solar running. And if for some reason it backfeeds into the grid, it could kill somebody.
So let me get this straight. The one time where you need it the most, when you get no power, for instance, you can't use the solar.
Not in the daytime, no.
He's allowed to use only an emergency outlet from his solar panels, enough to power his refrigerator and fans. But people like Moore will soon have a new and possibly cheaper way to power their homes with the sun. Co-ops are being formed in Hillsborough County and Northern Pinellas County by the League of Women Voters and Solar United Neighbors. The co-ops lower prices by using competitive bidding to attract solar power installers. Rick Garrity used to head Hillsborough's Environmental Protection Commission. He now volunteers with the League, which has been planning for a year to start a solar co-op in Hillsborough.
The price of solar panels has come down 65% in the last 5 years. You can get a 30% tax credit on it and another 20% savings through the co-op. It doesn't make sense not to think about going solar. This is the time to do it.
He says there's a set price the installer gives to the cooperative with adjustments depending on each house. They limit the sign-up period to 3 months, and each co-op is capped at about 200 people.
In Orange County, they've done this like 4 or 5 times. The first time was so successful, they just kept doing launches over and over again. So they have hundreds and hundreds of people signed up.
Angela DeMonbrun is Florida Program Director for Solar United Neighbors.
One co-op goes, installations start happening, and then the neighbors start asking questions. Hey, I want to learn more about solar. And then those neighbors come together. It's a grassroots, volunteer-driven effort.
DeMonbrun says there's a good reason why solar is finally booming in Florida.
I think the top one historically has been an environmental reason, but the economics now, the payback period, they're guaranteed for 25 years to keep producing, but now you have a payoff period of 5, maybe just even 10 years, as well as energy costs keep rising.
And there's one more reason why people like Frank Moore are switching to solar.
It's mostly the dollars.
For Florida Matters, I'm Steve Newborn.